Page 90. Exercise A. Grammar Spotlight. Read the article and notice the spotlighted grammar.
Can intelligence be increased? In a general sense, intelligence can be defined as the ability to learn, understand, and apply knowledge or skills. In order to maximize these abilities, many argue that it's essential that the brain not be allowed to get lazy. Anything from reading more to doing puzzles regularly to learning a new language may in fact improve our thinking skills, capacity to remember, and general knowledge. IQ, intelligence quotient, has long been used as a measure of intelligence based on general knowledge, mathematical and verbal ability, logic, and memory. While many experts insist that IQ test scores not be seen as changeable, others have pointed out that IQ tests provide an incomplete and inadequate measure of real intelligence. To some degree, they measure how one's level of academic achievement can be predicted, but do not measure creativity or street smarts, the ability to cope with everyday life, and they do not measure one's potential for growth. Some experts suggest that other aspects of intelligence be considered as well, emotional intelligence being one example. Harvard University's Howard Gardner proposed that psychologists and educators recognize the following distinct areas of intelligence: linguistic and mathematical, which are currently measured to some degree by IQ tests; interpersonal, how successfully we interact with others; and intrapersonal, how we understand ourselves, both of which are measured by EQ tests. He also proposed measuring visual spatial intelligence, the ability to use and understand visual information in charts, diagrams, and art. And finally, Gardner recommended that two other aspects of intelligence be included: musical, the ability to make sense of sounds, and physical, the intelligence that dancers and athletes show through movement. Gardner considers each of these intelligences to be areas of human potential. In other words, they can be developed and increased.